December 31. The Language of the Spirit and the Bride. 5. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Revelation 22, verse 17. Read Romans 8, verse 26 through 31. Now what, if I have radically renewed my presenting of the problem of New Year's Eve on this last day of the year, as mentioned in the previous meditations? Indeed, what then? Am I then poor? Am I then intellectualized and mechanized because of pure ecclesiasticalism, pure intellectualism, and pure theologizing? Oh no, not at all. I only become rich. I will receive back all that was mine, as far as I am allowed to keep it, in his already being prepared public wedding hall. And I will already now learn to lose what I later will not be allowed to take along anyway. My dead ones I will receive back in my awareness. I get them back as far as they will have entered the wedding and the Sabbath of him, not of themselves, and thus have their Sabbath, and soon will get it with me. My wrestlings I will then get back. They had to conform me, and were allowed to do so, to him, my going down and up, my going up and down. And those dead ones, whom I will not have in him, I will already learn to lose, when I have found myself in him. I will have to leave them anyway. For, would I call out, Lord, for what dost not call out to thee? And all that drew me away from him, I will lose. I will get rid of all the baggage. I will not get rid of the earthly things, for I am not allowed to let them go for one moment before he releases me of the earthly service. Yet, sin and its baggage I will lose. And on New Year's Eve, new strength and young blood will flow along the old path. Thus I am included, by faith, in the great process of prayer that on New Year's Eve will go throughout the world, and in the great procession of those praying ones who are thrown down and stand up again, and pray in and with the Spirit. Isn't that great, that this evening I may possess that pure humanity that gives me back in the evening what was there from the beginning? And what if it is too miraculous for me, or even too difficult? Indeed, then I come to the last asylum. The bride does not pray by herself. The Spirit prays, and he prays ahead of us. And he prays advantageously, that means for our good. He shares with Christ in the deed of redemption. That Spirit prays himself, prays for the coming. He does so in perfection, without sin, without a change of childlikeness or manliness. He prays and works out all our questions about the graves, and the answer is always the coming. He prays and works out all our problems and difficulties, and the answer is always the coming. He prays and works out all our problems of decay, our hand that begins to tremble, our heart that begins to beat somewhat irregularly, our teeth, which already are so bad. And the solution is always again the coming. That this Spirit prays in us and to our advantage, indeed, that is finally it. In this, the pushy little child before the door of the palace and the king in the palace are finally one. In this pure, divine spirituality, heaven and earth are one this evening. In that great longing of the Spirit for God's perfect Sabbath without coming, without up and downward motions, all my uncertainties are held securely. For he hears himself, he there who dwells in heaven. And I believe in God, the Holy Spirit. For this reason, I believe the fact that God hears and answers the prayer of the Spirit, that the time of spring may come for the Son, the Bridegroom. Thus my New Year's Eve has been brought back to the great strong spirituality of the proclamation of the gospel on Sunday morning, that is to say, the day of resurrection, day of the new year. It is remarkable that our New Year's Eve can even be, in 1933, on a Sunday. Christ is alive and cannot stay away forever. His work is not yet finished. I lay my hands onto the same cord which also felt the fingers of Adam, Abraham, David, Isaiah, Mary, Paul, Luther, Calvin, and my dead one. Those hands exist no longer, but the cord, the red cord, is present and hangs out of the window of the bride, and is indeed seen well by the angels, who look at the trumpet that went by, on which has to be blown, so that the walls of the citadels of sin may fall. But the last word is not that Jericho is falling, but that Jesus is coming. Be quiet now, reflect upon this, and then say, very carefully, Amen. Sing Psalm 90, stanza 8. We wish all our customers the Lord's blessings for 2013. The recording of these meditations coincides with the publication of 366 Meditations upon the Bible for Reformation of Family, Church and State in book form in, the Lord willing, March 2013. An e-book is already available on our website, INHPUBL. That is the first three letters of inheritance and the first four letters of publications. INHPUBL.net. And we soon hope to have the complete audiobook available as well, both in English and in Dutch. I, Roelof Jansen of Inheritance Publications, have recorded these meditations as part of the final editing process of the book. Please remember that this is part of our daily work and that your support will be much appreciated. Illegal distribution of our materials that hold copyright is a violation of the Eighth Commandment. On the other hand, promotion of our work may be a great blessing for many and glorify God. May the Lord bless you.